There was very little initially in the way of services. We used to go about in gumboots in the rain, getting from one section to another because of unmade roads. But Macaulay's outlook was that it's necessary for somebody to be the spearhead of the move, and he was prepared to take this lead and put up with the conditions as they were. Change from the old buildings at the Domain to the university enabled us to do various developments. Nevertheless, an army hut would only provide accommodation for about 30 students at a time, and this enabled us to break up our laboratories into small units which could work together, and it enabled us to develop a new kind of experimental work in the physics courses. In spite of all the mud and all the other drawbacks, so that in a certain sense it set forward the development of things which we had looked for in the department, although from an external view it looked a funny conglomeration of huts for university. Well, to compare the campus of 1978 with what was there in 1946 is just passing from the sublime to the ridiculous, but nevertheless, this is how it was. An open stream ran past the huts. The boys in the workshop dammed it up and made a swimming pool with which they used to use during lunchtime. An open stream running through the campus was quite a quite an interesting feature. The old rifle butts, of course, towered up behind the on the hill where the medical faculty now stands. Mm-hmm.